It's said that the composer Antonín Dvořák got the idea for the first theme of his Seventh Symphony from a train. It was a particular train, one arriving from Pest into Prague, packed with anti-Habsburg, pro-Bohemian nationalists. Sure, there's Dvorak's deep connection with his homeland that you can hear in his music. Dance rhythms, Eastern-flavored harmonies with a hint of struggle. But it wasn't entirely for patriotic reasons he was standing on the platform of the State Station in 1884. Dvorak had been tracking this train's progress through Moravia and into Bohemia because that's just what he did. Dvorak was a train enthusiast. You can imagine the sound. The movement, the fluidity, the sheer power of a train would delight a composer. But it was the mechanics of the locomotive that earned his passion. All the parts, each having its role and in its rightful place. And one person can simply switch a lever, and even a train weighing thousands of tons moves as quick as a rabbit. The Twin Cities Metro Transit Light Rail? Not as quick as a rabbit. It takes a full hour to get from downtown to downtown. Its sleek but bulky self, if not timed just so, pausing at every light before creeping to each stop along the line. And you could hardly call it worthy of such curiosity and delight, unless you're referring to the wonder that it got built at all after so many delays, political infighting and lawsuits, which, full disclosure, my employer participated in. And the train here in the Twin Cities? Not terribly convenient. I'm standing on a platform awaiting the 10-minute ride to my yoga class, requiring only 2 blocks walk to get me into the steaming studio. Afterwards, I'd need to catch a bus, which leaves me still a few blocks away from home. And remember, this is Minnesota in January.
Keep warm.
What's that?
You have to dress up like an Eskimo to keep warm, like a bear, gorilla, anything.
And keep moving.
And keep moving, yep.
But like Dvorak, I love the whole idea of a train. I obsess over the timetables to see if I can get from some more obscure location in the city to another, most likely with many bus connections. I have a car. I have a brand new car, for reasons I'll detail at another time. But what fascinates me is the challenge of keeping my car off the road until absolutely necessary. As well, it's part of being in a community, even if some of my fellow travelers are natty, putting their feet exactly where the sign says no shoes, leaving their garbage stuffed between the seats, and their iPhones blaring some unpleasantly lyriced rap. But I'm free on the train. I can sit. Dream, ignore traffic as we take priority of the rails, and the heat's on someone else's dime. And I can also enjoy the gentle force of movement throughout space, a feeling that seems less obvious when in a car, with your hands gripping the wheel. I'm delivered to my destination stress-free. Dvorak, too, took a daily constitutional, walking right above a tunnel where trains would exit the main station. Perhaps this is where we most connect over the centuries, because where would I be if it wasn't for the walk to the platform? The wait, my eyes casting down the track to see the westbound Green Line finally gliding up the small rise on Cedar Street. I'm a creature of my urban wilderness, kind of like Dvorak.
Wait!
I feel a tingle of excitement with the freedom of being able to get anywhere, cheaply. Maybe it's weird that I gravitate to the sound, the congestion, the push of passengers, and the shared space of this masterful invention of grace, fluidity, and musical proportions. Even if I'm not quite as dedicated as Dvorak, who said he'd give all his symphonies to have invented the locomotive, my train is a part of the fabric of my life, and I love it.
Do, 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 do. Let's get hot.